This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Oobaduba, Tuesday, November the 28th. Wow, a couple more days this month will be Kaputskied. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Some food news of note after we find out what's going on at Wells Fargo. Apparently the fabulous folks, we don't have them as even if we did have them as advertisers, I would say the same thing about them. And it's just indicative of all the big banks. But now the latest scandal involving them is that they have overcharged thousands of clients in foreign transaction fees. This is something that's in the Wall Street Journal today. Remember, they paid a $185 million fine last year for all their sales practices. Remember, they had a couple of million deposit and credit card accounts opened without the knowledge of the people who actually owned them, their customers. They were just inflating fees and all that foolishness. So now there are a number of business clients that were charged the price quoted by Wells Fargo. There were 300 and some odd who were charged much more than that. So their four main foreign exchange bankers have been fired, but not, you know, they knew what was going on, and they haven't, you know, if we get caught, we'll pay the fine, because there's more in it for them. Look at what, last year they fired the guy that was the chairman of the bank, gave him $133 million to go away. So why is there, you know, you do something wrong, and so, all right, it's early retirement, give him $130 million and see you later.
That's the worst, is that they hand you walking money. That's crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. And so, anyway, there have been all kinds of problems. Wells Fargo, since 2010, has violated more, have been in more trouble, had more problems than any other of the big banks. And, you know, you just look at them, and I don't understand, I say this all the time, I don't understand why you go to a big bank anyway. I have a little a bank here in my hometown. I've had an account there since I was 8 years old. I have three branches, and that's it. Anything and everything that I want or need, they have. And I know somebody, I walk into the bank, they all know who I am. They all say, Mr. Steffen, how may we help you today? That kind of stuff. There's very little service anymore in these banks because they think they don't have to. And apparently, people agree. You have, all of you have your bank accounts at big banks, right? All three of you have big banks.
Yeah, I have a couple of different accounts. I mean, I have one with Bank of America, but I also use the credit union, which...
Credit unions are fabulous.
They're it's a much different experience, that's for sure. And I would use that as my primary bank if they were a little closer to me, but they're not. And so, for me, I actually have to drive to go make transactions at the credit union. And so, on a day-to-day basis, I'd rather use something that's down the street.
Yeah. I was going to say, I only go to the local credit union, which is fine as long as I live in Maryland because it's the state employees credit union for Maryland. But anytime I go out of state or anything like that, it's annoying because unless you go to like a CVS or a 7-Eleven, you have to pay to get money out of the ATM.
Yeah. It's really...
I don't know anything about credit unions, and I literally wouldn't even know where to begin. I mean, do they operate like a bank, like you're like an ATM
they
type
operate
like
more
checking account?
Freely, yes. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Oh, no, they just like it. Just typically you get better interest rates.
Yeah.
There's just more personalized service.
They're owned by the people who invest or who are savings account. We have accounts at the bank. They are the ones that own the credit unions. They're usually held by some, like a municipal credit union or a bank, or a church, something like that. One of the biggest ones we have around here is St. Mary's Credit Union. We also have employee groups like Digital, started a credit union, became more successful than Digital did, as a matter of fact.
Anyone use a specific credit union?
There are some that are devoted to certain groups, and there are others that are just regular, anybody walks in off the street.
It's who you know. Like, for instance, the credit union I have is First Entertainment, and it's available to people in the entertainment industry.
Yes.
Right. But if I, like, if you're my friend, Victoria, I can say, well, I want Victoria. Well, actually, you'd be in radio, so you'd be fine. But if you weren't, let's just say one of my non-radio friends, I'd say, well, you know, Victoria's my friend, and she would get to sign up. It was like with my uncle, who was a worker for L.A. County. He was part of the L.A. County Credit Union, and he could have come to me, who never worked for the county ever at one day in my life, and said, she can join. So it's sort of like who you know.
I belong to the Framingham Municipal Employees Credit Union, even though I haven't been a municipal employee since the 70s. But I did then and do now have accounts there, and I would rather borrow money. Mortgages, any of that stuff is much.
Oh, they handle all that too?
They
mortgages
all
and
that
everything
kind of
loans.
Stuff. Yep. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
And so what would, just to play up devil's advocate, what would someone say would be a drawback to a credit union?
Nothing that I know of.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never had the
drawback for me, the reason I don't use it as my primary bank is that it's further away. So, like, the actual unit is in Burbank. So I'd actually have to drive to go bank where my Bank of America branch is in Sunland.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the ATMs are a little weird. Like, I'd have to go to 7-Eleven to use the ATMs at no fee. I couldn't go to Bank of America or Wells Fargo or one of those other banks.
Well, they don't want to help the digital. Because,
right.
I mean,
and use the ATM without a fee. So but you can use it at every 7-Eleven. They have like this whole, you know, unit of ATMs that you can use.
Huh. Okay.
So those are the two downfalls. But as far as loan rates, as far as, like, I have my money in a CD at First Entertainment, and mm-hmm. the interest rates are much higher than at a bank.
Yeah, CDs at a bank are like a disaster.
Awful.
It's
why
terrible.
Would you even bother?
Yeah.
You got to be nuts. You go put your money, at least you can find some stuff in the stock market that's pretty secure at 5%. Even now, you can get 8% return on a lot of stuff that's really pretty solid. But you're putting your money in the bank, I don't even understand why people do that. I don't know how they get, they don't really get money that way, but they have to get, they invest in, you know, large packages and stuff, some of the smaller banks, but they have to have money in order to loan it out. And then they get the return that way, to reloan it. But it's the credit unions are less controlled by the federal government and the federal banking people. I told you the story before about my little bank here. They have 6 compliance offices now because there's somebody in there all the time from either the state banking authority or the federal banking authority just looking over loans and saying, you shouldn't have done that. Call that loan. And these people, this bank is owned by the families who put the money in it to begin with, 100 years ago. So why should they, if they're custodians of their own money, who the hell is the federal government to come in and say, you shouldn't loan that money to that guy, take the loan out, or we're going to give you some kind of, I don't know what, they give them points or tell them that they can't participate in federal loan projects like the SBA. If you don't do what we tell you to do with your money, then you can't participate in federal programs. That's how they do it. Strong arm. It's just, it's ridiculous. It's asinine. All right, something good. If you haven't watched Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's engagement video, maybe you ought to spend a little time doing it. The ladies have been saying off and on all morning how much in love they are and how relatable they are. They're moving in together, engagement photos, the ring, although the ladies here think the ring could have been a little bigger.
Well, I said that. It's pretty, yeah.
So, there are people who are taking shots at her because she's divorced. What is the... So, is anybody really paying attention?
That would have happened. Yeah, but that would have never happened. I think that was the first thing. Everybody was like, oh, she's mixed race, she's all this. I thought, no way. It's the fact that she was married before. I don't know that that's ever happened, right?
Not in that sense.
Well, Wallace Simpson.
Yeah.
Famously.
So, one of you said before, I can't remember if it was on the air or off the air, that they were fixed up in a blind date or something. And some people think Michelle Obama put them together. Is that true? Is there any truth to that rumor?
Well, they actually, that's interesting. I didn't hear that. They said that it was a mutual friend, but they were keeping her, and it's a female, they were keeping her identity private because they said she's a private person. So I don't think it's a public person.
No. Okay. All right. Just wondering.
But that's interesting. I haven't heard that theory.
Who's this private person that's friends with Meghan Markle and Prince Harry?
And Prince Harry. And why aren't we friends with this private person?
Yeah, I know, right?
No. Yes. There are no creeps allowed in this story. This is nothing but good all the way across. Up and down, sideways. This is nothing but a great story. And people love, 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 love to talk about the Royals. In a moment, television news, what's on, who's getting canceled, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Jennifer will have the lineup of the good stuff that's on tonight. And one of the other things that we have picked out of, if you'll pardon, plucked out of thin air. Because if you get it, it's where the television waves are, out in thin air. Get it? Get it.
Get it.
Vivint smart home technology. Speaking about things that are in, you know, out in the middle of the, you can't see this stuff. Your iPhone. Ever wonder? I just got Meredith is on her way back from Africa, and I just got a couple of email that seemed like they were just sent, but they in fact were sent from some place in Africa yesterday, and they just get here because they don't have as much. Welcome to net neutrality. Wait till that's what's going to happen in our country with the neutrality, with the all of the scrutiny on networks and whether or not they should be as they are now, or should we change all of that stuff? So I'm wondering how that, well, I think I said that off the air yesterday. How does that affect something like Vivint smart home technology? These systems are dependent on being able to use your iPhone or whatever your personal computer, your personal device is. So this is something probably that isn't necessary in the hinterlands, but something that's really good if you live in suburbia, you live in the city, you own your own home, and you need to know what's going on. This is a perfect home solution to the problems that people have today, the modern problems of security. What about the packages that are being delivered? I can't turn on the radio anymore and listen. There's always a story about somebody having something stolen from their front porch. Well, this fixes that problem, so why not deal with it right now? Call 855-718-6167. If you're like most folks and you're buying more things online and they're being delivered to your home, don't you want them to be protected? With the Vivint Smart Home System, the intuitive controls, when somebody shows up at your front door, the camera sees it, you are automatically notified, and when you identify who's at the door, like if it's the UPS guy, you can open the door, he puts the stuff in, you watch him, and then you watch him close the door. Can you imagine? This is fabulous stuff. And all available now at a price that you can really afford. 855-718-6167. That's the number to sign up for Vivint Smart Home Technology. 855-718-6167. You can check out the information that's more in detail at djvshow.com. Look for the banner ad. And then when you're all ready to go, just call them. 855-718-6167.
Hi, you love?
Yes! Medicare is such a maze!
United Healthcare can help!
Is that why you're driving this bulldozer?
Hop in! Choosing a plan doesn't have to be complicated. United Healthcare has the people, tools, and plans to get you through it, including the only Medicare plans with the AARP name.
That was easy.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at UHCMedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
All right, Jen, what's on tonight that's good?
Ooh, I'm ready. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It's the holiday season when Rudolph is back. That's at 8 p.m. on CBS. NBC has This Is Us. The past two episodes focused on Kevin and then Kate. Now Randall gets his turn, and this will be the final episode for the fall season. It'll return in January. The Flash is new on CW at 8 p.m. And, ladies, the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show airs tonight at 10 p.m. on CBS. Also, one thing I might tune in for. You know how they do drunk history? Well, they're doing drunk
history.
Yes, they get people drunk and ask them questions about history. Well, now they're doing a drunk history Christmas special, and Comedy Central has that at 10 p.m. It should be kind of fun.
It's actually it's actually really informative. So you should watch it.
Christmas?
I will also be watching the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show.
Harry Styles!
Yeah!
But Harry Styles is wearing Victoria's Secret stuff
he's
now?
He's performing. It's a scandal.
He's performing. Wait a minute. But if he likes that, wait a minute. He could be wearing some of this stuff. You know, no, Tara, have you checked that out? Better check that out.
I'll send him a message and ask what he thinks about it.
21 after the hour on the DJV show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Need to pick me up. Here's Cole Swindell to do that. Hope you get lonely tonight. He's got an impressive 7 number one singles to his credit. Cole Swindell has so far played a supporting role on tours with Luke Bryan, Kenny Chesney, Jason Aldean, among others. That changes, though, when we get into next year. He's launching the Reason to Drink Tour. His first headlining trek. The Reason to Drink Tour kicks off in February in Allentown, Pennsylvania, and then 19 other dates stretching through early April. Chris Jansen, Laura, and Elena are going to support him on these dates, which concludes with an April 6th show at the Greek Theater in L.A. Bet you Jennifer will be on hand for that. Tickets on sale on Friday of this week. Some other news from Mr. Swindell. He's in the midst of his fourth consecutive down-home tour, named for his yearly down-home sessions EPs. Fourth installment of that series, released last Friday, includes his stripped-down rendition of his songs that were recorded by others, like This Is How We Roll, Florida Georgia Line, and Luke Bryan did that. Roller Coaster by Luke Bryan, and Get Me Some of That. Thomas Rhett recorded that. So, this guy's a prolific writer, it looks like, ladies.
Yeah, it would appear so.
Other things, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, you like Cole?
Really a country fan, so I don't really know anything about him.
Well, I'm getting closer to knowing more. Florida Georgia Line, know that group. Luke Bryan, certainly. Lauren, Elena, Kenny Chesney, Jason Aldean.
Yeah, I would at least think that. Like, I don't listen to that much country, but I've at least heard his name. And to write songs for people, like, This Is How We Roll, Florida Georgia Line, was a huge crossover hit. That played on all radio stations.
Yeah, yeah, yep. All right, so let's see, as long as we're in the country genre, let's move into the Big Apple, New York, the Hall. What is the Big Apple? Is the Hall All for the Hall New York show? Country Music Hall of Fame, February 13th, benefit concert to ensure the long-term financial security of this institution. Excuse me. So the Country Music Hall of Fame, Vince Gill is going to be the host is in Nashville, but they're having the show in New York.
Mm-hmm. I think they do a tour. I think they do certain cities around the country to raise money.
Okay.
I mean, there's country fans everywhere, so it makes sense.
Emmylou Harris is headlining Kesha. Man, I saw her the other day. I couldn't imagine anybody who looked like they had less talent than she does.
Kesha?
There was some show she was on, and she's trying to sing and perform, and she's just so, my opinion, but she's so taken with herself.
I don't think that's the case.
Well, she's the one who...
I wonder where you saw that and if it was, in fact, Kesha.
Yes, it was, because she was introduced as Kesha. She had on a blonde lady...
She's wearing, like, a lot of sparkles and makeup.
A lot of sparkle. Yep, lots of sparkle.
Yeah, you know...
I wonder what that was.
It's funny, because I never really thought she was that much of a singer, or I had just never heard a stripped-back version, because most things she sings are so produced. But I have a couple friends who saw her in concert a few months ago, and they said it was one of the best shows they've ever been to in their life.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. She must have something.
It was an off night?
Yeah.
She wasn't on the AMAs this year, though, was she?
I may have been. No, I don't think I saw her.
No.
I don't remember where I saw her. I don't remember.
I just was not impressed at all.
And we've talked about her a lot, and I never really knew. I've asked you, more about her.
Yeah.
Little bits and pieces. But some of the kids that are around now I really like. And sometimes, it's like anything else. What hits you is how you remember people. And I just, that, like Pink is somebody that I think is very cool.
She's very talented, yeah.
Much attention.
Not everyone can sing as well as Pink, though.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
she's in a rare category.
But she's got it, and in my book, anyway.
Yeah.
You see how she's got it. 28 after the hour, DJV time.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
In today's automotive news, nothing makes your ride look better than wheels. Here are some cool new wheels I found. Asante has moved into performance wheels that can match the color of your car. A very slick Moto Metal three-piece wheel, which lets you change the look endlessly by flipping and turning its faceplate. And KMC's XD Series Performance Off-Road Wheel that throws off mud that gathers around the brakes, combining function and looks. I just want your ride to look its best. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Overhanging trees present a real danger. During high winds, falling branches can damage roofs and windows. So today, I'll show you how to protect your home by wrapping it in bubble packaging. All you need is a staple gun and 142,000 feet of bubble packaging. Let's get started.
You could try to protect your home with bubble packaging, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
A Netflix limited series.
Where are all the men at?
Dead.
In a town full of ladies, it's ripe fruit for the wicked.
There's some bloody business up north with Frank Griffin.
When he finds out who's living here,
God help you folks.
Mister, we're a lot stronger than you think we are.
Starring Jack O'Connell, Michelle Dockery, and Jeff Daniels.
This here's Godless Country.
Godless.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now.
And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Staples knows you can't afford to have your business slow down over the holidays. New customers aren't delivered down your chimney. You won't find new accounts in your stocking. No, you need a busy holiday season to finish the year strong. So promote your business with eye-catching print materials like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products from Staples. And now save 20% off print and marketing services orders of $50 or more. Staples. More holiday success, less holiday stress. Exclusions apply. Ends 12/2/17.
We alarm our houses. And we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Your attendance is required as we continue the DJB show. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen are here. I'm Doug Steffen. The big news of the day concerns turkeys. It is Turkey Leftover Day, always been observed annually on November the 28th. Why that is, haven't the slightest idea. Why is that?
I don't know.
Yes, they're over the weekend.
Well, but wasn't Thanksgiving super early this year, though? So usually it might be kind of around
The fourth Thursday of the month. Yeah.
But the 23rd was very early, I thought. Usually I thought it was like this week would be Thanksgiving. 26th, 27th, 28th.
Yeah. Well, usually it depends. Obviously, this month started on a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have an early, if it started on a Monday, you know, it would be later, all of that sort of thing. It just seems that we have a lot of conversation. Turkey's very good for you, so the more of it you have, the better it is in general. Then there's the whole idea of what happens with not just the leftover turkey, but the leftover poop. So those of you, there are more turkeys around, so there's more turkey poop around. And you'll be happy to know that the students of the environment have come up with a way to have turkey poop power your home. I've talked about manure doing this in general before. Turkey poop, chicken poop, cow poop, horse poop. A lot of this stuff is dried and used now as a fuel. According to a new study, however, the stuff that comes out of poultry, turkeys and chickens, could be converted to solid biomass fuel that could be used for electricity. It's supposed to be enough poop from agricultural poultry out there to replace about 10% of the energy that comes from coal. See, the facetious part of this, though, is that it's all from the same source. The coal is older and has been compressed, but it's organic material that has come from the decaying fossils of things like turkeys or other animals, because it's all animal and mineral. It's all, I'm sorry, animal and vegetable. Fossil, what you get out of the ground is coal, things like that, and oil and all the other things that have been produced by what lived on the earth at one point in time. All of it is subject to the same decaying process. So it's fun to talk about turkey poop and how it can be used for renewable energy, but it doesn't do anything. I don't stand with those who say it's better for the environment, because it isn't. It's just another fossil fuel that gets used and has the same ramifications as any other fossil fuel. So the researchers say, oh, this is great. We can power with poop. Yeah, you can, but there still is going to be some ultimate impact on the environment from anything that is a fossil, any kind of fossil fuel. Coal is the worst example. Burning, if I burned cow poop in the furnaces at the farm or anywhere, you're still going to have that same impact. So it's nice to think about, oh, this is a great idea. Good to use turkey poop for something like that. I would submit to you that turkey poop would be much better used as a fertilizer than as some kind of energy to power your home. All right? So that's the educated overview of this from somebody who knows more than the average bear about poop. So,
wow, I have never heard that word so many times in such poop. A short amount of time.
Poop! All right, so while we're talking about combustible fuels and oil and fossil fuels, that kind of thing, you may or may not be happy to know the Keystone Pipeline restarting today. This was, 2 weeks ago when the line leaked? A lot of oil in South Dakota.
200,000 gallons, right?
No, it was, well, it was.
Was it more than that?
Well, they pump about 600,000 barrels a day in the pipeline from Canada down to the U.S. refineries on the Gulf Coast. They're investigating the spill. They're cleaning it up. What caused it? I'll tell you what caused it. People use these pipelines for target practice. That's what they do. And there's nobody, how are you going to have a patrol up and down? This is a 1,400-mile pipeline. So who's going to be patrolling? You can't patrol the border. How are you going to patrol a pipeline? So people use it. It goes across these farms, and guys go out with their guns, and they're drunk, and they start shooting up the pipeline. That's what they do. So there's no mystery, is there? I love these people. Oh, we have to investigate to find out what. Some drunken farmer or some drunken whatever, because I shouldn't categorize farmers. Actually, farmers, most of the farmers I know don't do that much drinking.
I'm going to go with drunken townies more so than
anybody
else.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too, because especially if it's going across their farm and they're the ones who shoot at it and then all the oil comes out,
yeah,
they're the ones who are going to be affected
by
mess. That.
Right,
yeah. Right, exactly. So that's good thinking on your part, ladies.
Drunken townies, always blame them.
Yeah. Well, they're all sort of complicit in this thing. And so now this pipeline is, they'll fix it, and they clean up the oil spill. But I think a lot of the, you can take pot shots, pardon the pun, at the oil companies because they have to move the oil around. But you see one more time why this is better. If we have to use fossil fuels like oil, better to have them go down a pipeline than to have trucks and trains haul them that distance. Can you imagine the saving on the environment from having to haul? If you're burning up that much diesel fuel, to have tank car after tank car after tank car haul that stuff down the highways, the pipeline is much better all the way around, as long as you have to, you're going to use the stuff. And I just used a word that is word. This is dictionary.com says complicit is the word of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Complicit as it applies to one example could be the Russian election influence, if they had it. All kinds of scandals, the shootings, the opioid epidemic, all the sexual harassment. This word complicit became the word of the year. So I'm wondering if that's because it's used that much more. That's what makes it the word that's used most is complicit, according to their study. I don't know what they're studying, but it is a word. I've used that a lot myself. Have you found yourself using it?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's definitely a word that this year seems to be used a lot more than in any other year I can ever think of.
Mm-hmm.
But this article cited three different spikes in usage.
Yeah.
And two of them was actually about Ivanka Trump, because the first one was an SNL skit where it was like a perfume ad and Scarlett Johansson was starring as Ivanka, and the name of the perfume was Complicit, and they were taking a knock on her, sort of going along with her father's stuff, where a lot of liberal women really thought that Ivanka would be sort of a representative voice for us, and so when that hasn't really happened, so they made this spoof on her called Complicit. And then the second boost, she was on CBS the morning show with Gayle King and Charlie Rose, and she said, I don't know what it means to be complicit. And so she got a lot of flack for that, saying, like, well, do you not know what the definition of it is? Or, you know, it kind of became a weird social media controversy. So both times there was a spike in the word because I think people were actually looking it up to see what it meant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not a word that's a household. It isn't a word that you use a lot, but apparently now it is.
Right.
Sometimes that happens with a word. Some people hear, oh, yeah, I like that word. So you use it, and you may not even know.
But don't you find that, especially this year with everything, and I read a lot of news, so do you, Doug, and Carrie, you're up on everything, too. But don't you find that people are so just unimaginative with their vocabulary now?
Yes.
Everybody uses the same buzzwords.
Yes.
If I hear walk back one more time, or tamp down, if I hear tamp down, I can't stand listening to that phrase, tamp down.
Well, but it's
it doesn't even make sense.
It's part of this whole thing with the, we are all using, we have the smart technology, and everybody's looking at the same tweets, everybody's looking at the same information.
That must
be it. And they just use the words. We've become, it's another way to dumb down Americans.
Just, and people think they're sounding smart, but they're just recycling other people's words, and it's, no one has an original lexicon anymore. Sorry to sound like a grammar snob, but I'm going to be.
Around the election, if I had to hear the word historic one more time, I was going to lose my
or
mind.
Or finally.
Well, I'm okay.
Well,
with
that one we kind of are okay with.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. All right, 44 past the hour. Here's something I'd like you to be complicit with me on, and that is spreading the word on MyPillow. MyPillow. The benefits of this pillow over any other. Pillow stays cool and in place all night long. You can wash it. You can dry it. No other pillow has the ability. You can't wash these feather pillows. Are you kidding? Can you imagine putting a feather pillow into your washing machine? What would come out in place? Or a foam pillow, because you can't dry those. The down pillows, even buckwheat pillows. No. You need the technology that Mike Lindell figured out in putting the pillows together. He came up with this patented fill that allows you to wash it and dry it, and you shape it every night so that it gives your head and your neck support. No other pillow does that. And so, as a result of the benefits of my pillows, there is with the benefit of using the pillow, the benefit of buying it now, because you buy one and you get a second one free. Yep. Two, for the price of one of their premium MyPillows, get the second one as a gift for a loved one. I've been extolling the value and virtue of doing this. I'm going to get them for all the people in my family. You get them for yours. Get them for yourself. Get them for a family member, friends. There's a 60-day money-back satisfaction guarantee with MyPillow. So go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and get half price if that's the way you want. You can look at it any way you want to. Buy one, get one free. The first one you pay for, the second one you don't have to pay for. Whatever lexicon you want, it still is the best pillow around and the best bargain. So it's made in the USA. Remember that as well, helping American business and American workers, helping yourself to a good night's rest and your friends and loved ones. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. It's exceptional, this pillow, and the deals are exceptional. Now's the time to take advantage. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
This holiday season, make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy S8, S8 Plus, Note 8, or S8 Active with 50% off your lease. That's right, the hottest Samsung devices, 50% off. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. And when you switch to Sprint, you get the best price for unlimited. $25 per month per line for a family of four, plus get a fifth line free. That's 50% off Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. You also get 10 gigabytes of mobile hotspot in HD, so you can stream your favorite holiday movies, music, and games. So stop by your local Sprint store, sprint.com/holidaydeals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 to learn more.
Requires 18-month lease and new line savings via monthly credit applied within two bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due after 1/31/19. Pay $38 a line per month with auto pay. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Compared to Verizon Beyond Unlimited rates, AT&T Unlimited Plus Plan and T-Mobile One Plus Plan for five lines. Carrier features differ. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars,
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's gear. Give the gift of great gear, celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
All right, let's get to I said to Victoria and Kara that they'd be surprised that I know what athleisure wear is. Do you know what athleisure?
Oh, I do. I just bought some for Cyber Monday.
Really?
So, how do you describe athleisure wear?
Well, what I found as I was nosing around here looking for some of the deals and seeing what was selling, I'm just looking around to see what actually sells these sneakers. It's outerwear, sometimes a blazer that is supposed to make you think about athletics. I don't know whether I don't know a sport coat that makes you, unless it's got a Masters logo or something on it. But more and more performance fabrics are being used in this apparel, apparently. And it's stuff that I have my own little Meredith cut me my own gym wear. Now that I'm back in the gym again, I've been wearing that sort of stuff. But there are some people who you sort of mix and match. It looks like, Victoria, dress shirt with some of this stuff. So you have it's active. I would describe it probably as active wear. That's what I remember. That it was a category when I used to be involved in my father's clothing business. They called it active wear. Isn't that what athleisure?
It's the same clothes. It's just that people. It's just the idea that people are wearing active wear, but not actually being active. So like wearing leggings or other stuff when you're just like, I don't know, sitting on your couch
casual,
or like going to the store. Yeah.
So it's a trend in a look, basically, and there's a lot of this stuff is selling now. Apparently, it's a big clothing item on, as you said, all of the These various sites that are selling online, the clothing stores themselves, are selling a lot of this stuff.
And all the celebrities always wearing athleisure.
Mm-hmm. There you go. All right, so there's something you learned that you didn't know before, ladies and gentlemen, 10 before the hour.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
800-831-0771 or visit reputationdefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Madame Gaston, can't you just see it? Madame Gaston, his little wife. Ugh. No, sir, not me, I guarantee it. I want much more than a provincial life.
Big orchestra here. I like this movie.
I remember this
Shark of Beauty and the Beast. Yeah. And she was very likable in it. I'm trying to remember her name.
Emma Watson.
Emma Watson, that's it, yeah. She was very likable. It was good. It was a nice movie. It felt
the biggest hit of 2017. Well-deserving, too.
Really?
It's easily, I think, the most entertaining movie released this year.
Really?
I think so. And it deserved to make... A small fortune. Very good.
Does it have Oscar buzz around it? Was it too early in the year? And does it not, unless you have a release that's close to the end of the year so that it's in consideration for an Oscar, does that just, like, do these things fly away if
well,
they don't get considered?
Everything you said is good points, well taken. I think when a movie makes $500 million here in the States, it's going to be remembered if it's a quality film come Oscar time. Disney actually going to re-release the film, Doug, the first week of December, sort of to relaunch its chances
purposely.
This is Oscar season December.
All right, so Lady Bird, which has taken the title of Best Reviewed Movie in Rotten Tomatoes History, that says, according to some, it bodes well for Oscar nominations. What do you haven't seen it. I haven't seen it. Anybody seen Lady Bird yet, or is it just out this week?
No, I've never heard of it.
Really? All right, what's
the story? Last few weeks. It's playing primarily in the art house circuit. I think it's on like 400 screens right now. It had a good weekend over the week. 100% positive on Rotten Tomatoes. .com. I think the only person eventually who'll go to see it and not like it will be you, but everybody else has really liked it.
You think I won't like it?
No, I know you'll like it.
Right.
You like everything, don't you?
No, but thanks for asking.
Yeah, have you seen Brooklyn, Doug?
I have not.
Okay, well that it's
oh, that was wonderful.
Yeah, it's a great
that.
Movie. You would love that movie. You should watch it. It's the story of a young woman from Ireland immigrating to the U.S. And
oh,
story.
Yes,
yeah.
I have seen that. Yes.
Yeah,
I did
so
see that.
Saoirse
right.
Ronan,
yeah, yeah.
who is the lead in that movie, is also the lead in Lady
Very
Bird.
Very attractive.
And, so it's a different story, but it's kind of similar. She's a leading lady. It's a coming-of-age role. So you would probably, if you liked Brooklyn, you would probably
like Lady
Bird. I did
like Brooklyn.
Bird.
Yep, okay. I don't like Brooklyn 99, but I did like Brooklyn.
Yeah. Very different.
That's for sure. All right, Chucker has more movie news right after this.
This is your Check It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
If you're looking to save money while shopping, and who isn't, whether it's groceries or gifts for the holidays, I need to recommend one of my very few must-have apps. It's called Flip. That's F-L-I-P-P. Among other features, Flip shows you all the circulars that you get delivered to your home, but digitally, all in one app, along with coupons and much more, so you can get the best possible deals at retailers you already shop at. Here's Flip spokesperson Ann Morello.
Flip brings you all of the circulars you would typically get to your zip code, but through your phone. So no more rummaging through, no more paper clips, no more running down to the mailroom like I'm always stuck doing. It's all right on your phone. And because it's digital, you can search through them, you can clip items and add them directly to your shopping list, and it just saves so much time and also money.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
All right, let's deal with some of the impacts of all of the accusations floating around Hollywood. This guy's done me wrong. That guy's done me wrong. So is Jeremy Piven and his television show, he's done movies and stuff as well. He's been around. He's quite a well-known actor. Is he another victim here, or is he guilty? How do you even know? When somebody throws that stuff against the wall, Chucker, it sticks.
I wouldn't know, and you certainly wouldn't know. I guess there's been five allegations where actresses say years ago on the set of Entourage that he groped them. And the result of that is Jeremy Piven, which you discussed earlier on the program, his show Wisdom of the Crowd on CBS, which airs on Sunday nights, gets well over 10 million viewers, is going to be canceled by CBS because no network, no studio wants anything to do with this toxic environment. Yeah. I just look at it when I read this case. Again, I don't know the circumstances of his behavior. I know he did take a polygraph test and reportedly passed it with flying colors.
Yep.
But my question, will there be any due process in any of these cases?
Yeah, that's the thing. You're already tried and convicted by the media, news media. You're guilty. All the social media, guilty. So how do you stand up against that? And
how do you prove your innocence?
Reputation, right. Yeah, good question. All right, Chucker, good job. Thank you. Chucker.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.